We're now joined by head coach John Dabney of the Milan Wildcats. Milan 4-0 record. They are one spot out of the top 10 in Class 1. If memory serves, I think it's 9 votes. It might be 11 somewhere in that category, but just one spot out of the top 10 record. Most important thing, Milan is a three-way tie atop the conference, and they are number one right now in points in District number 8. So a lot of things going well. It is Putnam County week, so certainly that has the attention of the Cats this week. Say hello to head coach John Dabney. Coach, congrats on the win last week.
Thank you, Tom.
Princeton, at least decently well. It sounded like they they were stout with run defense, and they forced Ryan to put the ball in the air a little bit, and he really had a good night throwing the ball for you last Friday.
Yeah, I thought they played really well, and, you know, we were able to pass the ball pretty efficient, and it kind of opens up some other, back to your running game. Just kind of goes back and forth different times.
Yeah, was that as big of a challenge as you guys had against Princeton last week, Coach?
And I think everybody we've played, has given a great effort, and they were just a good stout group of kids. It's a conference game, and it's going to be in there. A very good football team, so it's nothing's ever easy.
No, absolutely. When it comes to because we know you're a running coach, but you have Ryan's proven the ability to be more consistent with throwing the football this year. And how much would you like to put that into the playbook, or still in your heart of hearts going to be a guy who runs the football first and then runs a play action passes off of that?
I think, you try to be as balanced as you can, Tom, to be honest about it. It's, when you have some threats that can catch the football, as we do, and the type of backs that we've got, I think we can continually get more balanced as time goes on.
Did you like, it's one thing to say you got a guy throw the football. We know Ryan can do that. Did you like the matchups that you had on the outside with your receivers going against Princeton outside the hash marks, Coach?
I really am confident in the young men that we've got out in those positions against, so far. We're confident each week that we've played. And there's been some fantastic defensive backs, and which we'll see some more again this week. And, it comes down to route running and protection and, delivering the ball.
There are guys, I know it's a different sport. Obviously, I haven't seen the Wildcats play an athletic event since the basketball game against Van Far last year. But one of the things that in March Dennis and I really talked about is that if Hunter Shaw played really well, the Wildcats played really well. Is he kind of the same way on the football field, Coach, where if Hunter's making big plays, it really gives you guys a boost?
Oh, yeah, I would say so. And put that his name with the other kids, too. We all have to put their share in, and I wouldn't put the whole everything just right on a kid like Hunter. Well, if it's Hunter, if you don't play good, then we're not gonna play. It takes everybody.
Mm-hmm.
If another man's something's working out well, and then maybe somebody else is taking away something else from you, and someone else is stepping up in that void or whatever. So I don't know, it's apples and oranges a little bit with basketball, but with football, we've got, there's a lot of people moving pieces that we all have to put together to stay consistent from not just a week-to-week basis, but just from series to series. And, we need Hunter to play well. We need everybody to play well.
That's why they say football is the best team sport in the world, right?
Well, there are 11 people out there, and if
true.
One guy moves, we're all moving back 5 yards. If one guy holds, we're moving back 10 yards. So sometimes not everybody likes it. If somebody does something in practice and we all run because one guy did something, I don't care what's fair. That's just the way it is, and that's football, and get used to it. And it does take a lot of there are more moving pieces, definitely.
Defensively, Coach, in giving up only 12 to Princeton, how'd you feel like your squad played last week on that side of the ball?
I thought they played, pretty well. The backs that Princeton has are very quick, elusive, and if they really, they've got this ability that's really, I really like. You know, they've got a, they can hit the hole. They don't like it. They are, they can just cut on a dime and bounce it or cut it back or, you know, and get some yardage that, you just have to be really gap sound against them. And, you know, at times, you know, we were, they hit us on a couple, over the top on a couple pass plays that, changed the, the field position and everything. And, just, you know, we got able to take care of that. And, you know, that's just how the game's played. You've got to make some adjustments as we go. And hopefully we can, and some of their quad stuff, we were, you know, just able to, get some things charted and just try to react to it and just continually be ready for it as the game progresses.
Did it turn out to be a game that Jamwell became more effective as the game went on? Did it turn into kind of a Dom being more effective with that 1-2 punch in the backfield against Princeton, Coach?
You know, at first we just basically, I mean, we came out and tried to script a couple, few things early. Just to kind of check out some alignments and things of that nature, and then look it up on our sideline stuff too as well, and just kind of then go with a, and then just kind of work from that, from those results and answers that you have. So, you know, everywhere you go, I think everybody wants, you know, we all like to get everybody out to, you know, fast start, great start, whatever. You know, other teams are coming out and playing hard and well too. So, I mean, pick your hats off to, you know, Princeton defense early, and you know, we have a couple protections that we just blew as far as the pass protection. If you're staying in, stay in. If you're sliding, you know, whatever it may be, we just we always have things that we need to correct, and those are things that we've tried to, you know, scratch with itch this week and get ready for this game like any other game.
Yeah, and you've been very consistent in that message that, you know, in many programs, there's that game that you circle that's your rival game. And for Milan, that would be Putnam County. But your message over the years, Coach, has been very consistent that we don't want to get so fired up for Putnam County that we don't get as fired up for Princeton or Trenton or whoever else we might play, that you want to have the kids have the same amount of the intensity for every Friday night.
Well, you know, there's that fine line between, you know, you... I'm not going to sit around all year and you know, brag that we either won this game or whatever. I mean, that's for all, you know, everyone outside the locker room, you know, and everybody wants to build up this or that. And, you know, in games like this, I tried to study some things from Woody Hayes to Bo Schembechler and, you know, and just different, when there's different rivalries, you know, how they handle their teams and things of that nature. And, everybody outside is excited and all that kind of stuff, but it's kind of, we're the ones, kind of like a Super Bowl, too. You everyone's hyped up and getting ready, but, you know, the people that are out there on the field have to remember what's gotten where they're at and continue doing the things that are necessary to continue to achieve the success that you've been getting.
Last week, got ready for Trenton Putnam County, and Coach Boswell over here, he was very impressed by Levi Fowler, and for good reason. I think he's one of the better run-pass threats in the conference this year.
Yeah, that's nothing new. He's been that way last year, and just a fine athlete, and definitely a major threat to you have to defend.
With the depth that you have on your team, Coach, because we kind of know of the front-end talents, the guys who are 2 years, now some of them 3 years starters that are back and really improved this year. Behind them, and maybe this even goes down to you know, some of the middle school success and the JV success, you got things going pretty well even with the depth with the Wildcats right now, don't you?
Yeah, we play a lot of people, too. You know, there's different groupings and things we'll put together, and we'll go out and I know it can also be a detriment come Monday night with the six-quarter rule thing as well. So, and I think a lot of other teams play a lot of guys too. So, but you know what, we try to incorporate a lot of people into what we do, and and make everyone understand what their role is weekly. And it can change. And it can change in the middle of the second quarter. So you have to, the next man up always has to be ready. And, you know, that's just the way the game of football is. It's just, you can't, you know, an injury can occur. Take our game of Putnam County last year. We lost three starters for the year in that game right before the half, up 13. And I was we didn't win the game. We lost by two. But I was very proud of the effort and the kids that stepped in those spots because they knew what to do. But it might not have been at the level that the guy that was ahead of them was. But, you know, that's fine. That's no problem as long as the effort's there. And that's what I'm very proud of.
Yeah, it's something that gets forgotten from time to time. But I love hearing coaches say that if you go out there and you try as absolutely hard as you can, I'm not going to be mad at you at the end of the night. I might not be happy with the results, but I can't be mad at the amount of effort that you're showing if you're going out there and trying your hardest.
Well, I'm all about really just the effort and playing fast and not really, if there's a mistake, we'll just correct it. So don't get upset. We're not going to get upset with you over a necessarily mistake, but your effort might sometimes mask a mistake that you do make. And so just, you know, if you're going out there, if you're worried about stuff, you're not going to play fast. So you just quit worrying about all the just go out and play fast and just play with effort.
Special teams coach, and sometimes that's hitting field goals. Sometimes it's pinning somebody deep or winning the battle of field position. Do you feel like that's a strength of your team right now?
I think we've shown some good signs of that and able to kick the ball in different places on kickoff and being able to get good punts off that we've had. Eddie does a good job with 37 average, and we spend time at that segment of the game, and so we want to be solid at that.
Head coach John Dabney of the Milan Wildcats, always fun when the border rivals meet, and that's tonight's Friday night in Unionville. Milan at Putnam County, it's at 7 o'clock. You can listen on KTTN-FM 92.3, KTTN TuneIn Radio, and on KTTNSports.com with that streaming audio. Coach, best of luck against the Midgets this week. We'll talk to you after the game.
All right, thank you, Don.